I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. In a moment, a word from me about Sarah Palin's campaign makeover. But first, the search goes on for the nephew of actress Jennifer Hudson, who's been considered missing since Friday after Hudson's mother and brother were found murdered in their Chicago home. First of all, we just have to say that our hearts go out to Hudson, who visited this program just a short time ago and has been enjoying much-deserved success in both her singing and acting career. But we could not help but note that the attention this tragic case has received is unusual in one respect. Stories of missing people, especially children, always pull at our heartstrings, as well they should. But the victims whose stories make national news are overwhelmingly young, female, and white. And it turns out, though, that African Americans and other people of color are actually more likely to be reported missing than white children or adults. 42% of all children reported missing were African Americans, according to the latest information from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And according to the FBI, 31% of adults reported missing are black, although blacks are only about 13% of the population. As journalists, we often hear from families of missing persons of color who express their frustration that their missing loved ones do not seem to attract as much attention. But now a new organization is trying to change that. It's called Black and Missing, Inc. The group's founder, Derica Wilson, who's also a police officer, joins us now in our studios. Also with us from South Carolina is Darnell Fernandez. His sister, Aretha Maria Fernandez, has been missing since the beginning of September. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Derica Wilson, if I could begin with you, what led you to start this organization?
Well, it's very disturbing to me that when persons of color goes missing, they don't receive that publicity. We can turn on the news any given day, and when there's a missing person of the majority, they're getting the local and the national coverage. However, when our people go missing, it's like they fall off the face of this earth with no one really looking for them or searching for their whereabouts.
What made you think of this, though? Is there someone in your life? Have you had a personal experience with this?
There was an incident that occurred a couple of years ago with a young lady by the name of Tamika Houston, who disappeared from my hometown of Spartanburg, South Carolina. And it was around the time that Natalie Holloway disappeared, and how Natalie was covered on the local and the national news 24 hours, 7 days a week. And this young lady, Tamika Houston, she received no publicity whatsoever.
And why do you think the publicity matters?
I feel that if you give the families the publicity and you bring the awareness, the chances of them being reunited are greater.
But why? You think that more people are likely to come forward if they have information or something of that? So why do you think it matters? Because presumably the police or the law enforcement should be on their job regardless, right?
You would think. Being a police officer, I know that missing person cases is not a priority. A lot of police departments base their department rate on homicide cases, how many homicides they can close. Missing persons is not really considered a crime.
Darnell, if you could tell us your family story. Your sister has been missing since September 4th, as I understand it.
No, September 3rd.
September 3rd. And the last time you talked to her was what? Or the last she was seen was on the Tuesday of that week. Is that as I understand it?
Correct.
And then she went to work. And then what happened? When did people become alarmed? Is it that she didn't come home from work or what happened?
Well, my mom became alarmed like probably Thursday, but she really didn't speak on it. But what we really became alarmed is that Saturday morning when she didn't show up for work, because that was completely out of character not to go to work.
What happened then? Did you go to the police?
Right. We went to the Friday, my mom went to the police, and she filed a missing person report.
Have the police been engaged, in your view?
In my view, they've been engaged. They haven't really shared any information with us, but they say they're on the job, but we really haven't been receiving any information from them here lately.
And did the media in your community pick up on the story? Did they follow the case?
We have China 7 News. They actually play it like once every other week. They're running it on the news.
So, first of all, Mr. Fernandez, can I just say I am so sorry for what your family is experiencing. That must just be awful. How typical is this, Derica, Mr. Fernandez's experience?
It's very typical.
I mean, you have a law enforcement background. So.
Yes, I am a police officer, and it is very typical where missing persons of color just disappear. Of course, law enforcement, in a family's mind, they're not doing everything that they possibly can because their loved one hasn't been reunited with them. to say whether or not they're doing what they're supposed to do is neither here nor there, just depending on what their workload, their caseload is like.
What does your organization exactly do? Is it that you do you sort of try to pressure news organizations to pay more attention to people of color who are missing, and how do you do that?
Well, we actually have a web base where we actually have the profiles of missing persons of color. We send out alerts to all of our subscribers and our media contacts. We assist the families in finding their missing loved ones. And in Mr. Fernandez's case, we created a flyer, sent it to local organizations back home in South Carolina, because actually that's where I'm from, and just trying to get him the publicity here to share his story.
Is the idea, though, to shame news organizations?
No, absolutely not. What we're trying to do is partner up with the news organizations, because our mission is to provide that equal opportunity for all missing persons, whether you're Black, white, Asian, Hispanic. The way it is broken down now, it's like more and less. You have more of the majority and less of the minority. If you can just do equal opportunity across the board, then we wouldn't have this issue, and we would have a lot of these families reunited with their loved ones.
Sort of in the spirit of full disclosure, I should say, you know, my husband was involved with a case, a very high profile case of a missing young woman named Chandra Levy, and he was hired by her family to represent them in their dealings with the media and with law enforcement. They felt the same way, even though their daughter's case, because it was revealed that she had had a personal relationship with a member of Congress, got a lot of attention. They still didn't feel that her disappearance was treated that seriously. Do you think that's just the way people feel, that family members just don't feel you're doing enough no matter who you are?
Well, when your loved one is missing and someone is telling you that they're working on it, it's typical for the family to feel that way. However, we have actually partnered up with D.C. police. And for me to even speak with some of the detectives in D.C., you know, we know that Chandra got a lot of coverage, and our heart goes out to the Levy family. However, there are so many missing persons in D.C., and what was amazing to us is that we had 15 people in our database missing out of D.C., and the officers didn't know everybody that was missing out, because there's a communication gap right there. It's a communication issue across the board, not just here in this area, but throughout the United States, where certain jurisdictions, certain agencies are not aware of who's missing.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Derica Wilson of Black and Missing, Inc. and Darnell Fernandez, whose sister Maria has been missing since early September. And they're talking about the special challenges of trying to call attention to persons of color who are missing. Derica, I have to ask you a tough question, particularly as a person who is a police officer. Is the issue here that there's people, you just feel that people of color, their lives are just not as valued? Or is it that the people who are white are somehow it's just more interesting? I mean, what do you think is the issue here behind this disparity in attention?
Well, there's a phrase called the white women syndrome. And basically what that is that if a young white female between the ages of 20 and 35, blonde hair, blue eyes, go missing, she gets that publicity. Now, when a person,
well, who uses that term, white woman syndrome? Who is that, a police term, or who has that term?
No, that was a term that was created back in the day when Dateline actually used that term, as well as the National Center for Missing Adults. They did a study on it back in 2005 and said unless it is a fairly attractive, young, blonde-haired, blue-eyed female, the media attention is just not going to be there unless it's, you know, fitting in that category.
And what about you, Mr. Fernandez? The local media does seem to have picked up on the story of your sister. Do you think that has helped? I mean, obviously nothing helps until you find out that she's okay, or at least you find out what's happened to her. So all will not be well. But do you at least feel that you're getting some support from the local media?
Early on, we were getting a lot of support from them, but I got the number of one of the guys on the staff of Channel 7, and he's very supportive. He takes my call whenever I call, and he comes whenever I call, so... But as far as that goes, is nothing. I still see no results from it.
Derica, do you think there's an assumption, though, where people of color are concerned that foul play is involved, as opposed to when it's somebody white, that it's a random act and therefore calls more attention?
Well, I think when it's missing persons of color, they like to associate missing persons of color with violence. And so to answer your question, foul play would fall under violence, drug activities. That's how they like to label us. And when it comes to our children and our children go missing, they like to classify them as runaways, because runaways do not get the Amber Alert.
But, Derica, I also have to point out that in a lot of urban areas now, significant numbers of police officers are of color. In many cases, the leadership of the departments are also of color.
You're right. But what happens is majority of the media, there's only a small percentage of color in the media. And so who makes the decision as to what stories get told? And I think in our cases, when it comes to people of the minority, we fail to follow up. Unlike when you have a person missing of the majority, they tend to follow up. They tend to hire, maybe because they have a little bit more money or whatever the case may be. But one of the things that Black and Missing's mission is to do is to follow up for the families. We are becoming the voice of the missing. We're assisting these families because it becomes very draining to them to continue to fight this fight. And I don't want any of the families that we're helping to feel like, you know, that they're in this by themselves.
Darnell, I just have a couple of minutes left. And again, I want to say I'm so sorry for what you're going through. Can you just tell people what is it like for you and for your family not knowing where your sister is or what's happened to her?
It's hard to cope with. It would be a whole lot better for us if we just knew. No matter what the situation is, we'll be better off knowing instead of not knowing. And I think if anybody know anything, they should come forth and let us know something and just let us get closure with it.
Derica, if a family, you know, unfortunately finds themselves in this situation, what do you advise them to do? What steps do you advise them to take?
You know, the first and foremost thing they need to do is file a police report. They can reach us. I don't care what color the family is. They can reach us. We will assist them in organizing a search team, working with the law enforcement, getting the word out of their loved one that's missing, and just trying to do follow-ups, you know, the places where they were last seen, just kind of canvass the area. I, like I said,
you mean you organize volunteers to do that?
Yes. It's not just on law enforcement. So the law enforcement helps organize them as well. We can send the search team out there. Law enforcement can let them know this is what we need. This is what we're looking for. Or any little signs, don't touch anything. Just, you know, put a pen there and we can collect it with the plastic bag because we don't want to compromise any evidence.
And you feel that the first couple of hours or days is critical. You're saying that's why it's important not to hesitate.
Absolutely. When it comes to a child, the first 3 hours. When it comes to an adult, you know, you can't file a missing persons report for an adult until 24 hours later because in society, adults can come and go as they please. But after the first day, you know, the first 24 hours, absolutely, you need to start searching.
So just sort of give me like your top three tips. What you're saying is call the police as soon as you can or call the authorities as soon as you can. And then what?
Organize a neighborhood search team. Send out as many mass emails as possible. A lot of people use emails. I mean, I talk more on via email than I do on my cell phone. So that news spreads really quickly. And that's what I can say about that. You know, just being able to get this information out there because the more people know about it, the greater the chances of you finding some answers and you being reunited with your family.
And don't be afraid to, you know, the embarrassment of like, what if the person turns up? You're saying put that to the side.
Put that to the side. We can deal with that later.
Okay. Derica Wilson is the founder of Black and Missing, Inc. She was kind enough to join us here in our Washington, D.C. studio. Darnell Fernandez joined us by phone from Union, South Carolina, where he still hopes for good news about his sister, Aretha Maria Fernandez, who's been missing since September. And, of course, Darnell, our thoughts go out to you and to your family. I thank you both so much.
Thank you.
And now we have this update. Authorities in Chicago confirmed that a vehicle connected with the disappearance of Jennifer Hudson's nephew has been located in the south side of Chicago. The body of a young male is in the vehicle, but authorities have not yet made an identification.